Greetings, gentlemen. Manhood Talks. Week 3, Day 3, Ephesians 3. We got a lot of threes happening. It's like a Bible hat trick today. Or, better yet, a three-pointer from 33 feet away with 3 seconds left. Nothing but net. Let's go. To Deez with you again. I got a little distracted, you know. I think I'm just excited about Ephesians 3. This chapter is amazing. So let's get to it. Remember, this week we're talking about faith and identity, what you believe and who you are. Now we've learned already that your identity is not your image. It's not your look, and it's not about how others see you. That's called reputation. It's important, but it's not identity. And it's not how you see yourself. That's called self-image. That's important too, but it doesn't define you. Identity is who you are. And that is all about how God sees you. So we'll start there. You can worry about reputation and self-image later. First, get a firm grasp on your identity, and that's who you are in Christ. A little analogy will help. Let's say you have a fruit tree, your favorite fruit. Mangoes, pomegranate, tangelo, whatever. I love mangoes. That's my favorite. Now, how do you know what kind of tree it is? Well, you know by its fruit. Mango trees make mangoes. That's like your reputation, how others see you. But what really makes it a mango tree? It didn't start being a mango tree by making mangoes. It started when a seed dug in some roots. It's the roots that make it grow and pull in the nutrients that make the fruit possible. It's not about the surface. It's what's underneath. So today, I want to talk about roots. Let's open up Ephesians 3. This is a good one. In chapter 2, we were saved by grace. We didn't earn it. We can't brag about it. God just loves us. And that grace does something. It tears down barriers between us. Because if we don't earn it, then none of us can claim we're better. We're all sinners. We've been forgiven. Nothing to boast about. Chapter 2 says that Jesus brought us together. He tore down the dividing wall of hostility between us and made us one. That wall of hostility was the natural byproduct of a religion gone wrong. It's the holier-than-thou arrogance of self-righteous religion. It's the you-can't-judge-me pride of godless unbelief. But when we come to the cross, Jesus tears it all down, and he makes peace between us. Paul talks about that more here in chapter 3, especially in the first half. When he says that Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members of one body, that's what he's talking about. We'll focus in on that unity tomorrow. For today, I want to skip ahead to the end of chapter 3. As Paul kneels before God the Father and prays for us, listen to this in verse 16. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with the power through his spirit in your inner being. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. That prayer is phenomenal. That one is everything. To know the love of Christ. So let's break that down. Notice that he prays for God's strength in our inner being, working from the inside, and that Jesus will dwell in our hearts, that he would live in us. And that happens through faith. Faith opens the door that lets him in. Then he prays that we will be rooted and established in love. Roots. Where do you dig your roots? Picture a huge tree, stretching wide and growing strong. I love a good tree. But the real secret is the roots. The roots dig down to find nutrients and water. Roots dig deep and establish the tree firmly to withstand storm and quake. And Paul wants us rooted and established in love, in God's love. Men, if you're trying to figure out who you are from the outside, if you're trying hard to be something, to become some image, Even if that something is being a good Christian, you're watering the fruit. See, we could all skip all of this and I could tell you how to show strength, courage, integrity, love, kindness, on. And you could put on the act for a while. But that's like tying fruit to your branches. If it's not who you are, it's not going to work. If you want to make good fruit, don't worry about the fruit. Dig in your roots. And if you want the fruit of your life to be love, then dig your roots in the love of Christ. When your roots are getting fed, the fruit comes naturally. Water the root, not the fruit. And then Paul prays that we would have power to grasp how wide and long and how high and deep is the love of Christ. The love of Jesus is beyond all measure. Think of the largest ocean. I live near the Pacific. My love and your love is about the size of your heart, about the same size as your fist. But Jesus' love, his love for you, is greater than all the ocean's deep. I want you to check out this quote from Christian rapper Bizzle. And God loves you no matter what you struggle with. At least struggle, though. Don't just give up and quit. And this is where you find your identity. You are not defined by the way you look. You are not defined by the lies people tell about you. You are not defined by the pictures or the likes or the shares or any other meaningless measurement. That's all marketing. Don't judge yourself that way. Don't judge others that way. You are a child of God, chosen and adopted, forgiven, redeemed, restored, and worth dying for. You are loved. You are so loved. And that defines you. That is where you find your identity. So Paul goes on to pray that we would know this love that surpasses knowledge. I love that phrase. Man, our knowledge can't even contain the love of Jesus, but we can know it by experience. The word for knowledge in that verse is like conocer in Spanish. It's a heart knowledge, not a head knowledge. And he prays that we may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now, that is a pretty amazing prayer. And it's my prayer for you. I mean that. I pray that you would know just how much you are loved, how much we are loved. And I pray that you would dig your roots deep and know who you are in him. Read Ephesians 3 and in your journal, write down your thoughts on this question. What do you think it means to be rooted and established in love? Not just any love, God's love. And how do you dig in your roots there? We'll see you back here. We got chapter 4.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.